Hey, what's up? I'm Romeo. Welcome to Totally Patriots. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
Week 3 is in the books. Now it's time to shuffle up to Buffalo, and the Pats are ready to rough the buff up. This may be Jake Beckett's first season in the NFL, but he's ready to let his inner animal out.
You just put the tiger on.
Being a Patriot, we know Deion Branch is used to out-of-this-world talent, but that's not the only supernatural experience he's had.
I've seen a bunch of UFOs.
Plus, Professor Fritz is breaking down Vince Wilfork's first career interception.
Go for freight train!
Grab your buffalo wings. It's time for Totally Patriots.
Defensive end Jake Beckett is in his first season in the NFL here with the Patriots. Also, another first for him this year. Get this. It's actually his first NFL game he ever attended. Imagine that, the first NFL game you go to, you actually play in. We got the rookie in the hot seat right now. Sean is with him in the hall. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hi, Romeo. I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm here with a group of students from Neshoba Regional. They are here to help me welcome in our guest of honor, Jake Beckett.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You ready for all these questions?
I think I'm ready. We'll see.
All right, now you're from Arkansas.
I am from Arkansas.
What is it like being up here in New England for the first time?
It's like going to the moon. It's very different than the South. It's been great, though. I'm excited to be here, and it's fun being a rookie.
Who was your role model as a child?
It was definitely my dad. I always looked up to him. I'm lucky to have a great family and two little brothers that I can always beat up on whenever I want.
Did you guys get into any trouble when you were little?
We got into way too much trouble when we were little. Just kind of running around terrorizing the neighborhood, but luckily those days are over.
If you could have any animals a pet, what would you have?
I have a lab back home in Arkansas, but let's see, if I could get really crazy with it, I'd say one of those like white Siberian tigers. I mean, kind of like Mike Tyson in Hangover, you know, that'd be really cool, you know, if I had people I didn't like in my house, I could just set the tiger on them.
What made you want to start playing football in the first place?
My dad wouldn't let me play for a while because I was so small. I was really small and skinny and scrawny growing up. And my dad played football in college, too, and he wouldn't let me play because he thought I'd get broken in half, which I probably would have. But I finally hit a growth spurt in my freshman year. He let me play, and here I am.
Did you have any growing pains?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was really small until my junior year, or my freshman year in high school, where I grew 6 inches and gained 50 pounds in 1 year. So I kind of just exploded.
Now, I heard that first game that you had with the Patriots was actually your first NFL game that you've ever attended. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. You know, the big joke was I had great seats to my first game I was playing. There are no pro teams in Arkansas, and the closest one's like Dallas or St. Louis, so besides the Razorbacks, there's not much going on in the state, so it was my first game. It was fun, though.
If you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
If I was a rapper? Oh, man. What would my rapper name be? What do you think it would be? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. There's Slim Shady. How about, like, Big Shady? I don't know.
Big Shady, huh? I'll be waiting for that album to drop, dude. Who knows? Maybe we'll play it on the radio. He's definitely big. Shady? Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. We'll be back with him a little later, find out how he actually got so big, by the way. It's time for our behind-the-scenes player this week. Social media is so big. Everybody's got Facebook and Twitter. We love when you Facebook us and tweet us. Ever wondered who's responding here from the Patriots when you join us online? We'll get to meet one of those ladies right now. And by the way, if I could get a little retweet or some online love, I'd appreciate it. I'm at TV Radio Romeo. One word, it's long. Don't forget it. Join me. It's time for Beyond the Bench.
And now, from the Media Relations Department, the social media manager, Christy Berkery.
I started interning here in 2007 season. I spent 2 seasons interning, and then I stayed on full-time in 2009, so this will be my 6th season with the Patriots. The media relations department basically handles any interviews that any kind of media want to do with our players or coaches.
Hey, coach.
A big part of our job in media relations is to be there to help the players. So sometimes that's helping them prepare for their interviews. They'll come to us with other questions. We're never really scripting anything or writing anything for them. We're also very involved with the team. So if they're out at community events or when they have practice, I'm usually there covering that to kind of feed that out to our social media platforms. The growth of social media has been pretty crazy in the last couple years. When I started here, my job didn't exist. There was no social media manager. We didn't have a Twitter account, maybe had a Facebook page. So a lot has changed. So there is a lot of pressure to make sure that I'm doing it the right way and pushing us forward. One of the things that people are most surprised to learn about my job is that a lot of it is just being at your desk and working hard. It's not all quite as glamorous as it seems.
Spell check shot.
I always wanted to work in sports. I never really imagined that I'd be here working for the Patriots. Once I got in, I knew that I wanted to be here.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, it's no secret football players are tough, but Jake Beckett is showing us his lighter side.
The warrior pose.
Plus, Professor Fritz is cracking the case. He just might be a little confused.
Hey, what came first, the pancake or the egg?
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So earlier in the show, rookie Jake Beckett told us how for a while, football wasn't even an option. Get this, his dad wouldn't let him play because he was too small. Well, fast forward to 2012, he's now 6'5", 260, and he says 1 year in high school, he shot up 6 inches and put on 50 pounds in 1 year. I'm still waiting for my growth spurt to kick in. Sean is with him now. It's time for Totally Fit.
Okay, so now we're going to ask you some health and fitness questions.
Okay.
Is there a particular muscle you like to work out, or biceps versus legs, or back?
Yeah, I mean, like anything upper body obviously is great, but, you know, I think that, being well-rounded in the weight room is important, you know, doing lower body as well as upper body.
How many meals do you have a day?
I have 7 meals a day. It's pretty crazy.
Break it down for us. What do you eat?
Okay, in the morning, like first thing, I have like a protein shake, and then I have like tons of eggs, potatoes, like Greek yogurt. And then like after my workout, I'll have like some supplements, another shake, have a big lunch, then like a mid-afternoon snack, huge dinner, and then a late-night snack and a late-night shake. So it's like 6 or 7.
How many calories do you think that is?
It's like 7 or 8,000 every day.
Wow.
But see, we're working out so hard that we burn that, so.
Do you count your protein that you consume a day?
Yeah, I try to get like twice my body weight in grams. So I weigh 265, so like 530 grams of protein every day.
What did you eat in high school that you never eat now?
Fast food. I've completely cut that out. I mean, I'll cheat every now and then and do like McDonald's or Wendy's, but it's very few and far between.
How much can you bench?
440. Yeah.
Do you like any weird routines like Pilates or yoga or anything alternative?
I got this DVD last summer. It was Yoga for Athletes. And so I started doing yoga, and it's really helped my flexibility, and I would recommend it. It's great.
Do you have a favorite yoga position that you do?
Yeah, like the warrior pose and everything. It's great. It hurts so bad the first few times, but once you kind of get in the hang of it.
Can you show us the warrior pose?
The warrior
please?
Pose? Of course. It's for your groins and your hip flexors, so you kind of get like this. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, see the
round of applause for that one.
Thank you.
Man, 7 or 8,000 calories a day. I would kill to eat that many calories. It would be pizza and burgers morning, noon, and night, fast food all day long. I wish I could get away with that. He is a big guy. Believe it or not, there's some bigger on the team. Like how about Vince Wilfork? Last year, he had his first career interception. Professor Fritz is here right now, going to break down why being so big might actually help his run game.
Hey, how you doing? I had a huge breakfast this morning. I mean, that's why I got so much energy. But I couldn't decide what to eat, you know? Eggs or pancakes?
Pancakes or eggs?
Hey, what came first, the pancake or the egg? Huh? I don't know. You know, I know someone who could make me into a pancake. Number 75 on the New England Patriots, baby. When Vince Wilfork made his first career interception against the San Diego Chargers, it was not just an exciting and acrobatic play, but it was a great example of how more inertia equals more power. Power. Although the defensive line is not the top choice for running the ball down the field, they do have one advantage that is evident in Wilfork's return. At a whopping 325 pounds, Vince, along with most other defensive line players, has a lot more mass, inertia, and ultimately high amounts of force in comparison to many other pro football players. Inertia is explained as resistance of any physical object to change its state of motion. The easiest way to understand inertia's measurement is 1 pound of weight is equivalent to 1 pound of inertia. The heavier you are, the more inertia you have, therefore the harder it is to stop you. Newton's first law states that an object in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted on by an external force. If you watch the video of Vince catching and running with the football from that game, he gained enough forward force to break his initial inertia and build up enough acceleration to slip past at least one offensive lineman, only to be tripped up by his own player. You see what I mean? That is a Fritz pancake. If I saw that guy running towards me, I'd go the other way. I guess that's the chicken of me. Oh, yeah, chicken or the egg? What came first, the chicken or the egg? That's what I meant. Let's move on. Another important concept to visualize is Vince's momentum when he's traveling with the ball. To figure out the amount of momentum he's able to create, we will need to multiply his mass by his velocity. First, we'll need his velocity. If we take his 40-yard dash time, which is 5.08, and divide it by 40 yards, we can calculate that Wilfork moves at 7.9 meters per second. Now, to get his momentum, we multiply his mass, 147.4 kilograms, by his speed, 7.9 meters per second, and this gives us 1,160.6 kilograms per meters per second. Boy, that guy can move. To help you understand a little better, compare these two objects. Which is easier to stop? A runaway freight train or a runaway bike? Beep, beep. The answer is obviously the bike. Vince Wilfork is the freight train of football players, where a smaller player is the bike. It would have been interesting to see him go head-to-head against a few of the players, as it appeared that he would have been able to run straight through a brick wall. All aboard the Vince Wilfork freight train! Inertia, power, and 325 pounds. Gotta make a pancake out of anybody. Hey, can I get some maple syrup?
Next on Totally Patriots, Deion Branch is letting it all out.
Save under my arm.
Hey, Romeo, did Deion learn that from you? Romeo is back at it, putting the fans to the test.
Go.
This time, the test is a little spicier. Don't touch that remote. We'll be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. In honor of Deion Branch's return to the team, we're going to put him in the spotlight this week. It's his 11th season in the NFL, and while we've certainly gotten to know him on the football field, now we'll get to know him on a more personal level. It's time to get tilted.
Well, when I'm in the shower, I used to sing a bunch of Boyz II Men songs. That was back in the past. I'm kind of hoarse right now, so I won't be doing any singing. I'm sorry. I don't have it. I'm hoarse. My first kiss was, I think I was about 18, 19. That was terrible. I shaved like all my hair off my chest. I don't think that's really metro, but and I kind of push it a little further. Every now and then I shave under my arm. What are we doing, Dave? What are you trying to do to me? My favorite Halloween costume, I did the Jason thing. That was real cool. You know, that was a great one. You know, running around town, throwing eggs. We didn't hunt. I mean, we didn't get candy. We was throwing eggs at people. Might get in trouble for this. I seen a bunch of UFOs. I think when I was 9, 10, and my homeboy was getting up on top of the houses. 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, looking up in the skies. And only thing I remember is the flying object leaving. Something green. Never seen any aliens, though.
A UFO? Seriously, Dion? That's about as tilted as we can get. From supernatural on Earth to a couple of people who have supernatural eating abilities. You guys better grab your bibs. This is going to get messy. Let's check in with Romeo for Totally Facts.
Third, what would it be?
What Pats player is from a suburb of Buffalo?
I don't know.
What are you doing with your lips?
Tom Brady.
And that's the profile picture. Let me see your best Facebook profile shot with the lips.
Mayo.
Rhymes with Bronkowski.
Oh, Gronk.
What is the Buffalo Bills mascot's name?
Can you repeat the question?
Billy the Buffalo.
Billy the Buffalo. Are you getting answers from the crowd? Okay. Let me see your best Billy the Buffalo dance. Go. He doesn't do a dance. That was a totally trick question. You guys know buffalo wings were actually invented by a waitress at Anchor Bar in Buffalo. You guys ready to do a little buffalo wing eating contest? We're going to give you guys 1 minute on the clock. I want you guys to go to town when I say go. As many buffalo wings as you can. And we're going to be checking to make sure these wings are fully devoured, all right? No cheating. All right. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go.
Go, 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 go.
3, 2, 1.
Nice job.
You are the winner. Yes. Bathrooms are over that way. Good luck. All right, so a successful tailgate out here. Shout out to the winner of our Buffalo Wing Eating Contest. A little bit nasty for me. I like to do it in style. Ladies, you did me right today. I appreciate this.
Well, thank you.
Can you put a shrimp on that plate for me,
Absolutely.
Please? This is how you tailgate. Thank you very much.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back. Jake Beckett's been on our hot seat all show long. Now it's time for him to turn the tables a little bit, give one of the students a taste of his own medicine. Let's see if he can handle the pressure of the gridiron gauntlet.
This is what you're playing for. If you get 3 out of 5 right, I'm going to sign it and give it to you.
All right.
How do you feel about that? You excited?
Excited and pumped.
Great, great, great. Question number one, Mike. What number does Vince Wilfork wear?
75.
Correct. A round of applause. That's 1 for 1. Question number two. This is tougher. How many players are allowed on an active roster in the NFL?
53.
53 is correct. 2 for 2. One more and we have a winner. Which current Patriot player holds the franchise record for most catches by a wide receiver?
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker. He's a winner, everybody. That's 2 for 3.
Mike nailed it, but I don't know. I'm more impressed with Jake's game show hosting skills.
Yeah,
that
he's
was
good.
Impressive.
He's good.
You better watch your job.
I know. Please, don't fire me for him. What if we switched jobs for a day and he took my job? He could definitely do my job. I wouldn't last a second.
I don't know. I'd be afraid for you.
Yeah, me
we'll
too.
Keep you here.
I appreciate that. It's time for Totally Tweeted. Let's see. This week it comes from Ari. We appreciate your tweet. She wants to know, what's the funniest prank you ever pulled on a teammate?
Hey, Ari, how you doing? This is Rob here. The best prank, I would say, last year, I'm not going to say any names, but Donald Thomas, one of our offensive linemen, because his first name is Donald, we put little ducks and stuff in his locker, like little toy ducks. Well, one time, an actual live duck was placed in his locker, but I'm not going to say any names, and it was pretty funny, and he didn't know what to do. So I'd say that was the best prank that I've seen around here.
And if you guys want to get totally tweeted, hit us up online on Twitter. We're at totally Patriots. We'd love to hear from you. These guys are some pranksters.
Oh, big time.
I would not want to be walking around the locker room with them. I have a feeling they'd switch your shampoo with, like, mayonnaise or something crazy like that.
Or this week, buffalo wing sauce.
Buffalo wing sauce is about buffalo. Maybe that's what I've been missing is the buffalo wing treatment in the hair.
Hey, I'm sure it'd smell good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might kill your dating game, Romeo.
I have no dating game whatsoever anyway, so that's fine. I don't want to jinx us, but I think this is our week.
Yeah, oh, I agree. You know, Rob Gronkowski, he's from Buffalo. Can you imagine him in a buffalo wing-eating contest?
Yeah, my money is on him. He can definitely put down some buffalo wings.
Oh, for sure. All right, well, that's going to do it for us from Patriot Place. We're going to send you guys out with some highlights from last week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Caught. He can't cover Brandon Lloyd. Fires up the field. It's intercepted at the 40. Touchdown right over the middle to Julian Edelman. Stacked up and short. Stopped short of a first down.